Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Coming up, I'll be speaking with Damien Mulcairns, the Garda PSV inspector for the county, and he's been telling me about the importance of checking vehicles for roadworthiness, especially at this time of year. Well, the harvest very much underway, and one person who's very much involved is Newton Cunningham farmer Stephen Robb. Indeed, he's penned a piece for this week's Irish Farmers Journal in relation to how things are going, and he joined me earlier on today to give me an assessment of the harvest to date here in Donegal. Stephen Robb, interesting to note, you're comparing with 2016, which of course was harvest hell.
Yeah, hi Chris. Yeah, it certainly was. I remember I was on with you last year just describing the ordeal that we went through and what a difference a year can make. The season so far has been pretty favourable. The conditions for crop growth and establishment have been fairly top-notch, so they have, and that includes last autumn as well, through to kind of the dry winter and a fairly favourable spring. So crops are in very good condition. They've kind of the best I've seen them in a long, long time. So disease pressure has been fairly low. Down the country, there's been serious incidents of rust, of certain diseases, even of drought. In fact, a lot of spring crops down the country are looking pretty poor because of drought. So we had no issues like that whatsoever. We had quite a bit of mildew and quite a bit of BYDV. That's kind of countrywide, and we couldn't really escape it. But the yield penalty associated with those diseases are expected to be fairly minimal. So things are looking good. I suppose to give you a quick update on the harvest, most lads will have started their winter barley harvest at this stage. The fine weather they're experienced over the past 2 weeks have really brought crops along, something serious. Moistures are pretty good now, especially the crops that were burnt off with Roundup beforehand. You're chatting 15-16% moisture, very few crops over 20% moisture. Initial yields are pretty variable, actually, which caught a lot of people by surprise. You're chatting anywhere between 3 and 4 tonnes to the acre, with 4 tonne obviously being the best of it. A lot of it comes down to, it appears, variety. So for the likes of Invinity, winter barley variety, that didn't really perform very well, but the stables such as Cassia, that's performed pretty well, weighed pretty well, as well as Infinity. In terms of bushels then, we're chatting in between anywhere between kind of 62 and 67, which is pretty reasonable, so it is. I would estimate that there's probably around possibly about 40% or so of the winter barley harvest left to harvest, and there is a bit of straw lying, but again, we're not too bad in terms of straw. In fact, straw yields seem to be pretty good as well this year, when compared to last year. And that comes down again to variety and, I suppose, a good growing season.
In terms of the actual acreage after last year, how do things compare?
Yeah, acreage is down on last year. Now, I couldn't tell you the exact figure, but it is most definitely down. And, in fact, it is down nationwide. I just attended a IFA grain meeting this morning, and Liam Dunn, the IFA Green chairman, is actually saying that because acreage is down and because yield is down, they're expecting the total harvest to be somewhere close to 2 million tonnes, if even. You compare that to 3 years ago, and the total harvest in Ireland was 2.5 million tonnes of grain. So that's a big difference. So it is countrywide, and indeed Donegal is no different.
Does that necessarily mean we're going to see a surge of imported grain?
Could quite possibly mean that, yes. What's different about this year, Chris, is that the stores appear to be fairly empty coming into the harvest, whereas the past couple of years, you know, there has been a carryover of grain. We haven't really seen that this year. So, it's very possible we could see more imported grain. Hopefully, though, in an ideal scenario, we would see that trickle back to price. Price right now is ranging anywhere between, you know, 140, 150 for green barley, you know, and which is reasonable considering the price we've dealt with over the past few years. But by all accounts, acreage is going down, yields are going down, and hopefully that will translate to better price going down the road.
And in conclusion, well, we don't know what way the weather's going to turn the next 5 or 6 weeks. Even this current couple of days, we've seen some heavy showers. It's been very mixed. But as things stand, you are pretty optimistic.
As things stand, yeah, we're pretty optimistic. But look, we never count our chickens before they come home to roost. The weather could turn anyway, so it could. There's still about 40% of the winter barley left to cut off the spring crops. 60% of Donegal acreage is in spring barley anyway. The heavy rain over the past couple of days has definitely shaken crops. Spring crops have been very lush this year. There's been a kind of a high amount of growth in a short period, which meant that the crops are soft. You know, when you walk through it, there's no real spring. That all translates to, if you get a heavy shower, it could lodge or it could brackle or it could topple over very handy. So while yes, our outlook this year compared to last year is much more optimistic, certainly, we still have a long way to go, Chris.
That was Newton Cunningham farmer Stephen Robb. And now changing tack. Damien Mulkerns, Garda PSV inspector for the Donegal division. This is Farm Safety Week, and you come into contact regularly with farm machinery through your job. So tell us a little bit about the role of the PSV inspector in Donegal and what you've come across in recent times.
How are you doing, Chris? Well, my role as PSV inspector for Ancathashie Connor within the county of Donegal is, I would attend the scenes of serious and fatal road traffic collisions, and I would ascertain the roadworthiness of the vehicles which have been involved in the collisions, and have a technical input with regards to the investigations of those collisions. And with it being Farm Safety Week this week, both on Garda Síochána in County Donegal and the local Irish Farmers Association, in conjunction with ourselves and indeed Macron and Firma, are trying to launch an initiative with regards to highlighting the road safety issues and the use of farm equipment on the public roads within the county.
Now, sometimes people can be out there on the roads and may not even be aware that there is a defect with the vehicle. I suppose one rule of thumb is to check your machinery regularly.
Well, that's it indeed, Chris. This initiative, which we intend to hold two information nights within the county, one in the end of August, the 24th of August in Ballygofay, and a second one then in September in Buncrana, is to highlight and to educate, you know, road users that, you know, once farm machinery is on the public roads, that, you know, just to be aware, just to make unsure that the lights on the vehicles and trailers are working, and, you know, the general roadworthiness of the vehicles that they have on the road. Because, as you know, Chris, most of the farm vehicles throughout the year would be operating on private land and farms, and then coming to this time of year during harvest season, you know, they do venture out onto the public roads, and just to make the operators to be aware, you know, just for their sake and the sake of other road users, you know, that they are in a serviceable condition, you know, and just that they're safe. And I'd urge all road users, you know, when they're operating machines on the public road, just prior to bringing it out onto the road, even just take that extra minute or two to have a general walk around and just to check your vehicle lights and your load security.
Are there any examples of cases that you've come across that have shocked you in relation to particular vehicles?
Well, there is, Fritz. I've been appointed the public service vehicle inspector for the county back in April 2015, and prior to that I was the assistant vehicle inspector to Sergeant John McDade, and over that time I've witnessed, you know, just general, you know, just vehicles with serious defects. And what people need to understand is, you know, to me or you, it could be something simple as a light not working on a trailer being pulled by an agricultural vehicle, but you know how that can spiral into a series of events where unfortunately I have attended scenes which have resulted in a fatality, and that you know that light not being working was a contributing factor. So it that's the sort of thing that we're trying to target and highlight, and just to draw people's attention to it and hopefully educate people to that something so simple can have such a profound effect.
Now, coming down the track, there is going to be an NCT for tractors of a certain specification. In terms of trailers and other farm machinery, what is the legislation there in terms of their roadworthiness?
Well, with regard to that, Chris, it's very simple. You know, that every vehicle on the public highway must be in a roadworthy condition. You know, that's something else we're going to highlight on these two information nights that we're having on the 24th of August in the Harold Yard in Ballybuffet, and then on the 31st of September in Monquhanna, where we're going to actually highlight how such mechanical defects that would be common with regards to agricultural vehicles and how to identify them and possibly rectify them. And, you know, so people can be, you know, with regards to, they can get familiar with their vehicles and to have, you know, to have them in a road where they sit. But certainly it's a step in the right direction. And just from a point of An Garda Síochána, this is an information night. You know, it's something that we've highlighted within the county and trying to make people aware of the situation.
And I suspect in quite a lot of cases, particularly with vehicles that maybe haven't been out on the roads too often, people sometimes just take a chance and maybe don't do those little inspections.
Well, that's correct, Chris. And it's a lot to do with familiarisation with the vehicle as well. Like, it's the sole saying that somebody gets used to driving a tractor and trailer or jeep and trailer around their farm, and then for the couple of weeks during the harvest season when it is out on the public road, they just don't think. So that's where I think that this initiative we're aiming to highlight, you know, that once your vehicle does come onto the public road, it's for your safety and the safety of other road users, just to take that couple of minutes to have a quick walk around, ensure your lights are working, the trailer is secured onto your towing vehicle, and that it's in a roadworthy condition. It mightn't, you know, 9 times out of 10, there'd be no issue with this, but it's that 1 time out of 10 that it would have a profound effect on somebody else.
And that was Damien Mulkearns, the Garda PSV inspector for the Donegal Division. Just time for the livestock prices. Cattle prices, steer making €4.05 a kilo, heifers €4.15 a kilo, U-grade bulls €4.10 a kilo, R-grade €4 a kilo, cows U-grade €3.70 a kilo, R-grade €3.60 a kilo. Sheep prices, a spring lamb €5.20 to €5.25 a kilo to 21 kilos, ewes making €2.90 to €3 a kilo. Well, that's just about it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views. As always, many thanks for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.